This next report looks at the U.S. economy and the large role illegal immigrants play in it. Many states are tightening their immigration rules. The latest is South Carolina, where Governor Nikki Haley signed a new law requiring police to check the immigration status of anyone they stop and suspect may be here illegally.
Georgia has also passed a law aimed at cracking down on illegal migrant workers. A federal judge has at least temporarily blocked some key provisions. One part of the law would require police to check the immigration status of suspects who do not have ID.
Another would punish people who knowingly transport or harbor illegal immigrants. Georgia's governor is appealing the ruling, but the state agriculture industry is relieved. Charles Edwards reports from member station WABE in Atlanta.
$69 billion a year. That's the farm-to-table impact of agriculture in Georgia. But the state's top industry is taking a hit from the new immigration law. That's according to Georgia Agribusiness Council President Brian Toler.
This law has created what we know to be challenges in the workplace for agriculture as well as other industry sectors that have come to rely on workers that are mostly Hispanic.
Toler says the state's new law is frightening away Hispanic workers, leaving thousands of farm jobs vacant. However, a federal judge ruled parts of the Georgia law misinterpret federal law and possibly infringe on civil rights. Toler hopes that convinces some Hispanic workers to stay in Georgia. Governor Deal, a former congressman, says because the federal government has failed to solve the problem with illegal immigrants, Georgia had to act. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.